Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner with update number 25 for the week of April 9th, 2007. We begin this week with the calendar of events for the surface finishing industry. On April 11th, the Bluegrass branch of the AESF will have a plant tour of Ambreak in Elizabethtown, Kentucky. On April 12th, the Grand Rapids branch of the AESF will have their branch meeting at Safey's Restaurant in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Also on April 12th, the Mid-Tennessee branch of the AESF will have baseball night at Greer Stadium in Nashville, Tennessee, with the Nashville Sounds playing against the Oklahoma Redhawks. For more information on these events, please click on the calendar on our homepage.
If you or anyone in your organization needs a general introduction to electroplating, the world-famous Kushner Electroplating School will be conducting their two-day course in Electroplating Know-How Basics in two locations next week. The course will be conducted in Greer, South Carolina on Monday and Tuesday, April 16th and 17th, and in Cincinnati, Ohio on Thursday and Friday, April 19th and 20th. Here's Dr. Arthur Kushner with further information.
Hi, this is Art Kushner. The Kushner Electroplating School will be offering its two-day seminars, Electroplating Know-How Basics, at four different locations in 2007. The locations are Greenville, South Carolina, Cincinnati, Ohio, Providence, Rhode Island, and Los Angeles, California. You can get complete information about this program by calling us at 408-749-8652, or you can look us up on the internet at www.platingschool.com. Over 1,450 people have taken this program and have benefited from it. We hope that you will join them in 2007.
This week, we'd like to welcome Keystone Corporation as a new supporting advertiser in the Job Shops directory. Located in Buffalo, New York, Keystone Corporation provides several industrial metal finishing services, including plating, anodizing, pickling, passivation, and electropolishing. In business for over 75 years, Keystone Corporation offers quality metal finishing to industry. For more information on this company, please click on the Job Shops directory on our homepage.
On the line today is Kimberly Price, Marketing Manager of Lusteron Products, to update us on the situation with trivalent conversion coating of aluminum. Thanks for joining us, Kim.
Hello, Kate, and thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here today.
For many years, our industry has strived for high-quality aluminum pretreatment products that are free of hexavalent chromium, but they were unable to deliver the same results as hex chrome. My understanding is that this has now changed.
Yes, Kate, that has changed. The trivalents that are available today, they meet all the requirements that have been demanded of the hex chromes in the past. The corrosion protection, the adhesion properties, the electrical resistance, appearance, and so on.
But in addition to the actual performance issues, there was also the matter that these alternative treatments were not listed in MIL-SPEC C5541, effectively ruling out their use in many cases.
Yes, that is true. The trivalents were not QPL approved for the MIL-5541C. Only hexavalent chemistries were on the QPL. But the revision that came out in July of 2006 is now Military Specification 5541F. It allows for two types of conversion coatings, the type 1 compositions that contain hexavalent chromium, as well as a type 2 that contains no hexavalent chromium. So now the trivalent conversion coatings may be QPL listed for that specification if they pass the QPL 81706B testing requirements.
And if I understand correctly, the Navy invented a trivalent chromate-based product they call TCP and have licensed this to four suppliers, and that Lusteron is one of them.
Yes, the chemist at NAVAIR installation in Maryland did develop the TCP chemistry, and Lusteron is one of four suppliers that are licensed to manufacture that chemistry. NAVAIR also patented many different additives that could be used in addition to the basic TCP formulation. So each supplier can make their own variation of that, and we were all required to submit to NAVAIR our product for QPL listing independently.
So if Lesteron took a slightly different route to final product than other suppliers, what are you offering that is different, and why do you consider it an advantage?
Well, Lesteron is the only licensee that's currently manufacturing the TCP in a powder formulation, a very concentrated powder formulation. We've been making conversion coatings for 60 years, so the powder would be better as far as our customers controlling their bath maintenance. It's operated in an ambient temperature, so when you need to bring that concentration up, as opposed to decanting out the bath and adding more liquid product, we chose to just maybe add more water to bring the bath up and add the powder. So we believe that to be a better way to control the bath. And we also wanted to keep the shipping cost down for our customers as opposed to shipping them water. We thought that shipping them a smaller portion of powder would be better.
We get so many questions about the availability of yellow TCP that I'd appreciate it if you could explain what the actual situation is there.
Okay. First, I'd like to say that I agree with Ted when he gets these questions on finishing.com. When you see a yellow color, it's indicative of a hex chrome film. And when we are putting a non-hex film on parts, we don't want to have that yellow color because people will automatically assume that's a hex product. Under the supervision of our research director here at Lesteron, Joe Chica, we've worked for about a year with a TCP and trying to dye the chemistry. Because of the thinness of the film, the dyes are not complexing in with the TCP chemistry. So then we move to try to chemically alter it, and we have obtained a beautiful gold color, but unfortunately this has compromised the corrosion resistance in the process. So Lesteron has developed a quantitative spot test to determine if or if not there is a conversion coating on the parts, as opposed to trying to keep working with the dyes and the coloring.
Thanks for explaining that, Kim. Now, how can people reach you if they are interested in aluminescent chemistry? A phone number or a website, perhaps?
Yes, I can be reached at 1-800-888-2541, or our website is www.luster-on.com. I would be glad to answer any additional questions, process parts for evaluation, or even supply a sample of the chemistry to anybody who has a need.
Well, Kim, thanks so much for joining us today and enlightening on this subject. We really appreciate it. And we'll let you close with a reminder again of what the product is and how people can reach you.
Okay, it's Lesteron Aluminescent. My number is 1-800-888-2541. Or you can reach me at www.luster-on.com. And I really appreciate you having me today, and hopefully I answered any questions that any of your listeners may have had.
Well, that wraps up the podcast for this week, but please join us next week for the latest news and events in the surface finishing industry. Thanks for listening.